Theatres and other state-subsidised arts institutions celebrated victory this week after councillors scrapped a controversial new system of awarding subsidies. The system, under which Prague's theatres were subsidised according to the number of tickets sold, sparked a wave of protests by arts organisations and even led to angry artists disrupting a meeting of the city council. Rob Cameron has the story.
A cruel video doing the rounds of the internet featuring the voice of Prague's Councillor for Culture and Tourism, Milan Richter. It was Mr. Richter's controversial idea of subsidising the city's theatres according to how many tickets they sold that led to a minor revolution in the arts world. Non-commercial theatres and art galleries complained they would go out of business within months if starved of state grants. There followed a petition signed by 30,000 people, public demonstrations and even a noisy sit-in at Prague City Hall. So they rejoiced this week when Milan Richter and Mayor Pavel Bem announced they were scrapping the new system of allocating grants and returning to the old one. Mayor Bem saying Councillor Richter was partly to blame for introducing a system that did not distinguish between commercial and non-profit theatres. But Milan Richter defended the proposals in an interview for Czech television. Mr. Richter said he never insisted on keeping the particular system of subsidies, merely the principles of objectivity and justice on which it was founded. The system has now been scrapped. So is this victory for the theatres? Andrzej Hrab, director of Prague's Arka Theatre, says not quite.
I think it's still a long way to go. Because this is just a promise, the promise to fulfill all the demands of the petition except one. And the one is resignation of Mr. Richter and Mr. Pecha.
Mr. Pecha being Andrzej Pecha, chairman of the Grants Committee at Prague City Hall. Neither he nor Milan Richter have any plans to step down, and it looks like the theatres will just have to learn to live with them. But the main bone of contention, grants doled out according to how many tickets you sell, seems to have been discarded for good.
My thanks to Rob Cameron for that.